Welcome to the Lock Boss Show. I am your host, PJ Slauson. Now, this show is dedicated to all the Lock Bosses, and together we will learn, grow, and win. Hey everybody, how is it going? Welcome back to the hashtag Lock Boss Show. We get to have Mr. Phil in the house with Freeman.
Phil. I'm becoming a regular.
Yes, thank you once again for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And of course,
great to be here.
We're going to be drinking Topo Chico's. Cheers to everyone out there as well, whether you're drinking a Topo or your favorite beverage of choice. Man, Phil, you know, we've been meeting all day. We just recorded a video. We're going to be talking about the product here in just a little bit, but then you'll see a video where you'll get kind of a little bit of a demonstration. We'll kind of go into a little bit more in depth maybe on it. I guess we haven't talked about it, so I don't know if we'll be going into more in depth than we did in the video, but we'll find out. But Phil, so how's it been? I mean, we've been here talking all day, hanging out.
Yep.
You know, I've been hopped up on coffee and Zip Fizz. true story.
Yeah, absolutely true. Finally, it's becoming clear how you do as much as you do. So, I see what fuels it.
Yeah, exactly. But you're hanging out today. Let's go ahead and let's do a couple things here. Here in a little bit, we'll go in depth with Phil. I see everyone's already putting a few questions in here. So what we'll do is we'll talk about those questions, or I should say, I'll ask those questions here in just a few minutes, as well as talk about a few things. I even see some of you wanting free sample machines, you know. And I tell you what, we will have some fun. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good. So let's go ahead and hop in here. Julio, if you wouldn't mind, go ahead and, play a little music, say hi to everybody, and as we kind of get the show fired up. All right, Julio, thanks for that. You know, I mean, thank you for not playing the confession music, because I'm really not in the mood with Phil sitting here to do any confessions. But all right, so of course, hey, we have Phil in the house. I'm going to scroll through the comments here and ask a couple questions. But Phil, so first of all, it's great to have you back. I've enjoyed your company all day and talking. Awesome. And you know, and I've kind of teased a few times on the channel now live about this secret I have product coming out in a few months, and you and I got to spend some time with it today.
We did.
And do you think people are gonna like it?
I think it'll be a great product for you.
Awesome.
I do. Yep.
That's what I like to hear.
You're a little crazy for going through all that, but yeah, it'll be. Yeah, you got three lifetimes of work in one thing.
Yep, pretty much. So it's been fun hanging out and talking about stuff. And not only is it fun catching up with you, but you have a couple different new products.
We do.
And yep. I'd like to, you know, if you don't mind taking a few minutes, kind of talking about them. And while you're talking to everybody about them, I'm going to kind of scroll through here really quick and pick out some comments.
All right. So I'll just kind of thing we've come out with. This is in the Blue Dog line, is just some D-handle covers. There are 7 different covers we have. They take care of all the different Bauer. These are basically just covers that go on top of your T-handles. Tonneau covers, that type of thing, the big, the small. Again, there's 7 different sizes. We sell them, I think, for $75 for a pack of 35, which is 5 of each of the different 7 different styles. So you can see those on the Blue Dog website. I think PJ is going to probably be adding those pictures here in a little bit. The other tool that we came out with recently, and we didn't really invent this or anything, this was this is a Ford tool made by Tom Thill. Tom is a pretty busy automotive locksmith in Chicago, does a lot of originating key origination and things like that. In-dash Ford ignitions, what's the years here? 2015 up to 2024. This tool on an in-dash ignition, the 8 and the 10 wafer, the tool allows you to pop the retainer up, pull the cylinder out. You can decode it at that point. figure out the cuts on the key, originate the key for it, slide it back in, push the retainer back down, and program the key up, and you've got a key made for it. From what I've been told, the first few people that have looked at these, a lot of difficulty in leashing the 10 wafer system. So this works for the HE198 and the HE101 system. Again, it's 2015 on up, primarily F-series pickup trucks, also works with the Bronco.
Very cool. Yeah. And of course, Phil and I, before we came on live here, actually recorded a video about it. I'll try to get that video out here in a couple weeks. And then it should be good. So hopefully it'll, especially after you see the video we put out, should be pretty helpful.
Yep.
If you're doing that type of work. So Vaughn Rez asks, are you going to put together a video that shows all of the features of the Framen 2? I just got one. Well, first of all, hey, thank you for buying one from both of us.
Yep, right? Absolutely.
And so if you go onto our YouTube channel and just type in Framen 2, I've done a bunch of videos outlining, I don't know, probably as much as I could.
Yep.
I would think with the Framen 2.
Right. We've talked about it a lot.
Yep. And so, of course, awesome machine. Really cool you got one. And man, have fun cutting accurate keys. It's just awesome. And by the way, who doesn't? I mean, I'd turn the dials all day long just to pull the lever. I just love how that's set up, you know? It's just so nice, you know? There's just something about that straight-on action that just gives, I mean, anyone who has used a machine or has experienced the different angle cutting.
Right, radial feed. Yep.
Yep, radial feed. It's just a different experience and a different accuracy for sure.
That was all my dad. He absolutely insisted on that, so.
I'm just scrolling through here. Just want to make sure. George Blair asks, hey, George, how's it going? He says, can Framen make a slightly smaller version of the flat steel machine?
Can we? Yes. Will we soon? Probably not. We are so far behind in our design team and machine shop right now. Trying to get anything new out would be very difficult.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense here. Yes, Cheryl says, it's awesome that Phil is in the CLK studio with PGA instead of joining via Zoom. I agree.
Oh, you should see what I see out the window. So it's always awesome. If you have never been to this part of Idaho, well worth seeing.
Yeah, come hang out. For sure. Let's see here. Keith says, started being a locksmith at 21, now 41 years later. I have Norwich Locksmith and Village Locksmith. Very cool.
Yeah.
Let's see here. You know, Phil, it's always hard. You know, like I have a hard time like trying to talk and read comments at the same time.
We discussed that earlier. We both like to get one job and get it done.
Yeah. Strausers is saying, Phil, what is that talking about my secret project? He says he'll buy a Framen 2 if you tell him.
I'm going to keep that quiet.
Yeah. S&M Lock and Key says, how about the blue Bauer control key?
Bauer does not let us sell control keys. You can find them online, which if you find them online, usually they get shut down pretty quick. But Bauer will not sell those to anybody. They won't sell them to locksmiths. I don't know why they'll sell them to RV dealers, but not locksmiths. But one of our employees does have a Bauer lock on his fifth wheel, and he said that the Global Link control key pulled the core out. I think that he either said the Global Link control key pulled the core out or the Global Link master key opened the lock. I think he said the other one pulled the core out. But if you check with me, shoot me an email, I'll find that out from him, phil@framen.com, and I can verify that.
Okay.
So,
Norwich Locksmith says on the Framen 2 is how, or says on the Framen 2, how is it to cut all IC core locks like best levels A2, A3, A4? And can I put my two cents in?
You can, yep.
So because of its accuracy, It's amazing, but even better, and I did a video on this, if you add the SFIC jaw, which holds the keys differently, which can do any keyway, by the way, because of how it clamps down on the key and keeps it nice and flat.
Yep.
It's about as good as you can get.
And it always, we've had that vice out for about 30 years now, and it's never been copied, and I don't, it's not patented, but it surprises me that nobody's copied the way that we do that. So instead of grabbing the key kind of like two pancakes, like this, the vise actually grabs it like this. And so the blade of the key is in this area right here. It doesn't matter what the profile looks like at the back of the vise. So it's not really gripping the keyway.
Yeah, it's literally gripping the blade. Gripping it on the blade between the cuts.
Correct.
Which is kind of like the first time you use it and it'll kind of barely scuff the jaw.
Yep.
And it's always scary. You know, the first time you put it in there,
But yeah, that makes it easy work, and then you don't have to worry about the profiles or shimming keys or anything like that. So yeah, we actually designed that. Best came to us years ago and wanted us to make a key machine for them, and that's why we made that vice out.
Okay, very cool. S&M Lucky Key asks, bringing back any other A1 security tool? That's a good question.
Maybe. There's one on the drawing board right now. So,
there is.
But again, that's a while out. So
does it?
It's not the pack a punch. In case anybody's asking. Oh,
I was just going to say, does it rhyme with
no?
Daca Dunch. Oh man. Let's see here. Yeah, so many people saying love my Framen 2, getting better at using it all the time.
Excellent.
SFIC jaw rocks. I like it. Cool. Well, that's really, is there any new key machines? We've had several comments in your basket about any new key machines Framen's coming out with.
Yep. So right now it's no big secret, but we are working on, at some point in the near future, I would like to kind of retool the number 2 a little bit, just kind of update the look of it a touch, maybe add a light to it. A lot of people complain some of the time on the spacing blocks being hard to read. So I'd like to try and come up with a little better solution with that. We've been talking about our computerized machine just got a new control box, and we might expand on that a little bit and make that do a few more things. It's just a cylinder code machine at this time, but that one's probably next up for a little bit of a revamp. We have a duplicator in the works, a semi-automatic duplicator, probably a year out, 6 months to a year, I would guess. So yeah, some different things, but
okay.
Updates to a few and some new ideas as well. So
cool.
Yeah, always working on something.
Absolutely. Yeah. So a comment here says, a comment for Phil. Thank you for your quick response when I emailed. I had that small issue with the G-code software on my new computer, and you responded so fast and connected me with your developer. Thanks. Oh, great.
Perfect. Yep. As it should be.
Yes. And okay, quick pick 007, we need more Framen automatic videos.
That might be what we're working on.
Really?
That's okay. Hurdy-gurdy. There's a comment about the hurdy-gurdy. So I have the drawings for the hurdy-gurdy. We may look, we're looking at that right now.
That'd be cool.
Right now, machine shop time is the biggest problem. So getting everything in. I'm playing around with that one right now to see if it's going to make sense for us to do that.
Cool.
So
let me see. We need more Framen automatic videos. Well, the good news is we use the Framen automatic machine here.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be hard to whip up a few videos. Phil, so actually, let's talk about this live for a second. So if you're me and you were going to do some videos on the Framen automatic machine, what are the couple features you think that I should highlight? It's the beginning of a video right here.
Mm-hmm. The ITL has always been a great machine. Everybody loves ITLs, and I think ITLs are fantastic. The one difference in our computerized machine compared to an ITL has an onboard computer. You punch in your number for whatever I think with an ITL, unless you have a memorized, you still need a reference guide. Mm-hmm. If you're going to get a Chicago key, you need to know that it's number 93 or whatever. Then you need to know what insert and things like that. I think it tells you on the screen, but our automatic machine runs off a generic code. So it's very intuitive. You just punch in your key code and hit cut key after you load the key blank. So it's a little bit, you do need a computer to run the machine. Cuts a beautiful key. We're still using the prototype from 1997 in our shop. That machine has had a couple of facelifts. But yeah, I mean, it's just, I think a little bit easier to use than with an ITL. And again, I'm not knocking an ITL. An ITL is, they make an amazing machine. So if I was going to pick a second machine for our shop, it would be an ITL.
What I personally love most and why we started using the automatic machine is because, like, I feel like it's like generic code unlocked. You know, like that's how when you're in it feels it, because you have so much control and freedom over the names of cards. You can put any sort of bidding or depth information, and it's just handy.
You know? One of the things people have mentioned to me is adding a new series, like you mentioned, or modifying a series or something like that. A lot of guys I know do Quickset master keying, Quickset spacing with Schlage depths. So
that's a
20-second procedure in generic code to do that and set that card up in the, or however you want to set it up. You know, just little things like that. So the machine is, you know, very capable. And realistically, it's just a printer. It's hooked up to generic code. It does whatever generic code tells it to do. So.
That's a good look. Okay, you're right. I mean, pretty much it's like hitting the print button and the key gets cut. That's a good way to say it. But yeah, it's really nice having the generic code. It's almost like once you use the generic code with your machine, you're like, man, this has some features. You know, and so many people I know, some of my staff, they like to rename cards, or they or they'll copy an existing card, let's call it, and then they'll name it differently, and they might change a few little things for why, you know, for why ever, whatever, and so I think that's it's pretty cool. So I will, I need to do a couple videos on that.
Yeah, we ran into it a while back. One of our cylinders that we were using, and I'm not going to say which one, but one of our restricted key systems, the cylinders weren't quite right. So we had to modify all of the depths to kind of match the cylinder because the stack wasn't right. So
that's cool. You could do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just takes a couple seconds. And in one case, if you're using one machine, you would go in and you would make a change to how deep it cuts. But that's like a global change for the entire machine. So every key you cut is now going to cut 3 or 4 thousandths deeper, however you set it. With generic code, you just go into the one chart, modify your depths. Maybe you copy the chart, leave the original there, make the enhanced version, and then change that. And so you have both of them sitting there.
Absolutely. It's really handy just to build a copy of card, do what you want. You can save it or delete it when you're done. Keep the originals there. It's really good. So yeah, Carl Lewis says recently got G code. I love it.
Somebody was asking about a barrel key machine. I assume they're talking about tubular keys. Yeah, besides the hurdy-gurdy. So we do have a tubular code machine, the TKM-100. It's a code machine. It is not a duplicator, but probably the most expensive machine out there, but a lot of the vending companies and tubular lock manufacturers actually use the TKM to cut keys. Once you know the cuts, it takes about 30 seconds to cut the keys. So pretty quick and easy.
Now Gustavo says, hey Phil, bring PJ for this year's Yankee show.
Hey, there you go.
Let's see. That's really good. Pretty good. Yeah. Good stuff.
I do not have a hurdy-gurdy to look at. So if somebody has one that they want to slide my way, that would be perfect.
Oh, you need one?
Well, it would be if we had one. I'll have to round one up if we're actually going to go into production on it. But yeah. So anyway, don't everybody get too excited about that. It's on the drawing board, but it's not in motion yet, I would say.
So should we just start calling you every Tuesday live and asking
status updates? We'll just get a chart in the background and they can just DKM, you know, where we are.
Star Bear says, I threw a frame in two off the space needle. Sorry to say, but the frame in two was off by a half thousandths when I got a key on it. Shame on you.
I know who that is. Hello, Barry.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right. Well, hey, man, you know, we've already been going for 30 minutes. Crazy. Good stuff. And I can't talk all of a sudden, but Phil, so hey, thank you once again, honestly, for coming on, hanging out with us. So it was great to see you. And, you know, I just want to say thank you, everyone, for hanging out with us. Phil, thanks for being here. And I see you there, guys. Looks like I'm about 22 comments behind here. But thank you, everyone, for hanging out. And, of course, Julio's going to leave you with a little bit of music here in just a minute. And we'll see you same place, same time next week. We got some good videos coming out. Can't wait to share them with you. So y'all have a good evening. Take care.
Thanks, everyone.